he is suspected to have received an advantage, the sums of money amounting to $280,000 and some things, in order to influence the award of contract to companies that are belonging to Mr. Sata. He was taken to court where he was charged, and he has been granted bail awaiting prosecution.
Yes, he has been granted bail. I've spoken to some people who say this might be politically motivated.
No, there's nothing political about it. As you people are aware, we have been conducting investigations, and this is not the first arrest. There's been a number of arrests that have been done before him. What we've been doing is that when an element about a certain contract is we conclude, we get evidence that there's a case that somebody is suspected to have done, there's evidence, we have arrested, and that's why you've noted that we've arrested a number of people before him in connection with the same cases. So there's nothing political about it. There are some people that were public officers that arrested in connection to the same matter, and there's nothing political about it. The Anti-Corruption Bureau has no political affiliation. It's a public body that works to serve the interests of the public, and we are a professional body. So there's nothing political that we do. We just follow where the evidence leads us. When we receive an allegation of corrupt practice, we investigate, and when there's evidence that someone had indeed engaged in a corrupt practice, I think there's nothing else that we can do but to follow what the law says, which is to prosecute the person.
So you say he has been granted bail. Did you challenge the bail, or it was granted by the judge?
It was granted by the court, and he has been given some conditions that he has to comply with.
What are the conditions?
One condition that I can remember off the cuff is that he's been ordered to be reporting to our offices once every month. Every 3 months, he'll be coming to report for his bail, and there are other conditions as well.
It's kind of strange, Egrita, the vice president and the president all campaigned together against corruption, and now he's being arrested?
What we're saying is we have investigated. We found evidence. And we arrest, not because he's the vice president, we've arrested because there's an allegation of corruption that we have investigated, and there's evidence that to that effect. So we haven't arrested him because he's the vice president, we've arrested him because he's a suspect of corruption.
Egrita, thank you so much. It's a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling.